is the unspoken pressure for us to pretend to be the man that they want and expect us to be.
2D for the intro. What's going down?
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Go ahead and say it, man.
Tell me.
I wasn't a part of it,
but
I heard the pod fucked up Dallas a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
I can't wait till when we close the check to talk about it, but
hey.
I got to shout out my homies, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Flowers while they still here.
For sure. Yeah. We left Dallas and Fort Worth on the side of the bed smoking a cigarette.
Come on,
trying to cool off because we fucked the shit out the boss.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, folks.
Yeah. Audience.
Yeah.
How are y'all?
How y'all doing?
Yeah. My bad. Hey.
Welcome to the podcast known as Too Deep for the Intro, where man come first. I am B. Wayne.
I am Walt Factual. Skill with Child, man. Why you laughing? Because you already got some fuckery going on.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Fo-C. What's going down with y'all?
Okay. All right, that's cool. That was cool.
All right. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And for this particular episode, man, we decided to bring back one of the residents, the OG in this pod thing with us. You know what I'm saying? Let them know
from
it is.
Episode 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yo.
It's J Crown, baby.
What up, though?
In the season with another appearance, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, originals.
All I'm gonna say, J. Crown, don't start none, won't be none.
That's all I'm gonna say, man. It's the day after my birthday, and I'm feeling
that's all
I'm gonna
say. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
I'm just letting you know.
I just
want to
do my job.
Hey, order, goddamn me. Thank you.
God damn.
Let's go ahead.
It's starting to bubble already on the warning.
Right into it. Man, they thirsty. Let's give them the bev real quick before y'all get to it, all right? Yeah. Now, look. It is said that the R&B songs from the 90s went so hard because men back then were in love with the pussy. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to give other names for it real quick? Don't worry about it.
What?
Y'all took too long.
Oh, yeah.
Some would
say. That snappy, nappy dugout.
Nah, I said you took too long.
Dang.
Some would say that today, though, man,
that snatch.
Don't love the pussy like they used to. So, the question is.
That sausage wallet? Yeah.
Hit the order on yourself. Do it one more time.
That sausage wallet. Oh my God.
So again, the question is,
did you make that up?
No, man.
If you made that up, bro, I gotta buy you the next drink.
I dare you to talk to one of your ladies and be like, baby.
Well, let me see about that sausage wallet.
Yeah, man. Oh man.
The fuck?
That shit instantly dry up on you.
Damn.
That's how it sounds.
Man, where you going?
That's a pretty ass sausage wallet you got down there.
Hey, man, let's get to it. Little order. All right, man, let me just go back and just let them know what we was talking about right now, man. Like I said, it was said that the R&B songs from the 90s went so hard because man back then were in love with the pussy. Some would say that today, though, men don't love the pussy like they used to. So the question is, should men start falling back in love with the pussy? Now hold your answers, because Walt.
I think the art of lovemaking is gone. Like if you listen to if you listen to like the album that you and Jay Valentine did and that song Slow.
Yeah.
Have had to have made love in order to truly appreciate that record.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting on my face, that's my type of view.
Come on, talk to him, Charlie, man. God damn it.
He's serious.
You have to be, listen, men, I want to say this. I want to put this out there. And I'm gonna say this way, and then we'll fix it up later.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fall back in love with pussy.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You have to fall back in love with the idea. Now let's clean it up. Of making love to a woman.
Talk that talk. No, you're right. That's talk that right. talk. I'm listening.
That's right.
And doing it at right. a high
That's right.
level.
That's right. That's right.
You have listen. That's right. You have to study
That's right.
a woman.
That's right.
You have to ask questions.
That's right.
You have to learn her body
yeah.
in order to do this thing the right way.
That's right.
One key doesn't start every car.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I know where you're going.
You got to be curious right. about that
That's
thing.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
Right? And outside of the curiosity, you have to have an affinity for it.
That's right.
You got to have a love for
you
it.
You
got to
enjoy it.
Sit it on my face.
Yes.
That's my
type
point
of view.
My type of
oh,
view.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Huh?
Can I swim in your ocean?
Can I swim oh, in God. Your ocean?
Come on now.
You better.
I'm right. Now. I'm scuba diving. Let's go.
I love yes. this
yes.
shit.
Yes. Yes.
Look,
yes. Tinkin.
Look, let me say this, and I'm going to restate the question for y'all, but some of the stuff he was saying, at least the part where, like, you know, figuring out what goes on with her,
mm-hmm.
I've mentioned that before, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
combination.
Yeah, yeah,
combination.
Like,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So y'all just go back and reference that. But look, I'm going to ask the question again. Should man start falling back in love with the pussy? What do y'all think?
I don't feel like man should ever stop loving that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be a prerequisite for being a man. You know what I'm saying? But what men need to do, they need to fall back in love with the pussy, but, you know, learn how to detach the pussy from the woman that's carrying it. You get what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no players no more. Back in the day, pimps, they love pussy. Pimps always love pussy, but they still won't go let no woman run them, though. You know what I'm saying? They knew that pussy was different from what the vessel that was carrying it. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what mainly is wrong with dudes. Dudes is more in love with the women now than the pussy, and that's why we got simps. They fall in love with the vessel. Also, you get what I'm saying?
Kind of. That's all I gotta say about that.
Kinda.
Let me run
with Adrian Broner. He the boxer.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather
yeah.
prodigy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what falling in love with pussy get you. Right here. This nigga right here.
I woke up disappointed, man. Because pussy is at an all-time high right now, bro. The prices that these bitches is giving out is crazy, bro. After a year for paying for pussy, you got to be able to take this shit off on taxes because these prices are getting crazy.
That's Adrian Broner.
Yeah, nah.
Falling in love with pussy.
Nah, that's more than love. That nigga strung out.
Say, I woke up disappointed, man.
Yeah, you nah, that's what. That boy a fee.
Just out of there.
That nigga,
man.
He paid an outrageous amount that last one.
Yeah, that last
that
one.
That last
probably
one.
Probably the last two.
Yeah, he like, man, I woke up disappointed, man.
Yo, bro.
Jay
yeah.
Crown, what you got on the conversation with? You know, you a woman.
Am Adrian. Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear what y'all got to say. I'm waiting to hear what Walt Factual.
Well, this is what I got to say.
Go ahead, get to it, Walt.
This is what I got to say.
Let's hear it.
Should be some more.
Cause look. All right. Now, I say that falling in love with pussy is the dumbest shit.
Come on now.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, I ain't going to talk long so you can get to B-Wayne.
No, you good.
What you need to do is not love pussy.
What they
but respect it. Mm. Now I don't mean respect like, baby, I honor and value your pussy. Nah, that's not the respect I mean. Mm. I mean respect it like you respect the ocean, like you respect the sun. You're not gonna play with the sun, huh? You're not gonna play with the ocean, huh? You want to scuba dive? You're gonna get the equipment. You wanna ride the wave? You gonna get you a surfboard?
Yep.
Why you do that? Huh?
Why
you learn to swim?
Why?
Because you respect the water. And that's that.
But there's some people that's out there scuba diving that respect and love it. So what about them?
Well, it's not good for a man to love pussy because all we got to do is look at Samson.
Huh? He loved the vessel.
Look
it
at,
wasn't,
look
it
at
wasn't
Adam.
Pussy.
Look at Adam. But if any of them women said, here come the woman, but I don't have a vagina, do they still love the woman? We love the pussy, and it just so happens there's a woman attached to it. We don't love women like that.
I think you can still love
a woman. We tolerate women because they got a vagina. We can't stand them most of the time. We like them when they in a good mood, when they pleasant. Yes, I love being around them when they like that. Yes, come around. Huh? I'm gonna do push-ups a little more when they're around.
Yeah.
But they're not always like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of the time, they hard to deal with. We love the pussy. And then there's a woman here. All right. I think we just learn how to deal with them through the generations, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we had this.
We can't just hit them over the head and drag them into the cave no more. We have to be, you know, humans.
I feel like we've had the conversation.
we gotta treat them like people
you,
and stuff.
Yeah, like you see an attractive woman or whatever, and you be like, oh shit, let me go holler at her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because curiosity is, she fine. That cat probably working with something, right?
Right.
But let's say you walking up to the attractive woman, and she has a barcode, and you scan the barcode, and it says, my pussy's been removed. What are you doing?
But what if before you scan her barcode, away. You find out she cooled in a motherfucker, though?
But she don't have no pussy?
Yeah, she ain't got no pussy, though.
Yeah, you're not going to love her.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. You be a homie.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't trying to love you.
But we not talking about that.
I ain't going to be struggling. I talk about, man, I woke up disappointed. That's not
because
happening.
Because I couldn't talk to him.
Nah, bruh.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
We ain't doing all that, bro.
All right, let's get up out of here, man. Let's go ahead and give them what
they need. All right, we holler, y'all.
I'm so sick of y'all.
Goodbye.
I'm so sick of y'all.
Let's go ahead and get up out of here. Okay. All right, shit, that was an easy show.
Goodbye. Damn.
Go ahead.
We just over here bullshit.
He's ready to go.
See,
you ain't about to be done.
That's what pussy will do to you. How you edit the show quick?
Are y'all done?
That boy struck out.
Now we got a little more. We got a little more.
Why you doing you like that, man? Damn.
So before we get into today's menu, we have some church announcements.
Yes, sir. Church announcements, man. Start next week. All podcast episodes will now drop on Mondays instead of on Sundays. Again. We are moving the show from Sundays, and it will now drop all new episodes on Mondays, starting with next week's episode 77. That is all.
Bet.
And that's that. Now, let's give them the menu for today's episode. As always, we're going to start off with the appetizer. Do men need to feel safe around that woman in order to open up, or are we just built not to be vulnerable? Is feeling safe around a woman based on how you feel, or is it something that must be learned and earned? Here's a topic that we're going to jump into today. You know what I'm saying? Get a little ski taste for that. You know what I'm saying? Tighten you up. And of course, after that, we get into the meat and potatoes. In this particular iteration of the meat and potatoes, we're asking, does your life got you down right now? Does the women you're dealing with or not dealing with got you feeling pressed and depressed out here? Lately, have you been feeling like, what's the point of life? Why even try? And have you been having a hard time leaving the house or even getting out of bed? If this is you, then you being here is meant to be, because today we will be doing a deep dive into the most important P of all the five P's. What's that, Walt?
Personal power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And we will discuss how to develop your own personal power and how to get back to being great out here. Now, before we end the show, man, we got to go ahead and give you a little dessert, large facts or nah. And in the spirit of personal power, we will listen to men's advice on how men need to go where they're celebrated and not tolerated. We got a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? Some good stuff right here. But before we get to the work, we got to give you what you need. And what you need is to holler at your people for comments, questions, concerns, because women, because J Crown, because Miss Drea, because Siobhan. because Melissa, I the list can go on and on. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe you just want to check in on the homie 4C and see how he doing for a change. Sir. You know what I'm saying? 4C, how can they do such a thing?
Oh man, y'all gonna have to go to too deep for the intro at gmail.com. That's two.
The number.
Deep D-E-E-P 4.
The number.
The D-A intro I-N-T-R-O at gmail.com. Yes, sir.
All right, man. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and ask politely, man. We would like y'all to join the universe that we have created and are constantly building. While factual, I know that it's only one way they can get involved. 4C know that it's only one way they can get involved. Mm-hmm. Tell them how they can do so.
I ain't going to ask them politely. I demand you go.
Damn.
I urge you to go over there. Huh? Go ahead and get the fucking articles that drop every Sunday, huh? We got the merch, huh?
We got the
Never Blend In. It got a dope. It got a lot of dope shit popping. Every time I step out in the Never Blend In shit, man. Everybody. The women like, yo, I like your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're loving it.
And there's only one place you can get it.
Huh? Only place you can get it is 2deepfortheitcho.com.
Loving it.
Yeah, man. Enjoy that article, episodes, merch, 2deepfortheitcho.com.
And just to book in that, man, we appreciate all those that have got involved thus far.
Thus.
Yeah, if you ain't getting no pussy, I don't know what the fuck. I'm turning out more pussy than y'all niggas getting.
Damn.
What?
I tell y'all like that.
That's true, though. Me too. It was deeper than I was like, oh, yeah, me too. No doubt.
All right, gentlemen and lady, if y'all ready to get to it, man, we can go ahead and start off with this appetizer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, in order for a man to open up to his woman, is feeling safe the most important thing? This is what I want y'all to think about the question. But before you answer, let me hand it over to Walt. Let's go.
For a man to open up to you and be vulnerable, that means he sees you as a safe place.
Yes.
And a lot of time as women, we want that safe space, but we don't provide that safe
space.
But when a man can say, oh, I can come and talk to you about my day or what I'm dealing with, or that I'm emotionally just all over the place, that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of men don't feel safe enough to do so. So it's hard to get to know him because we don't give him a safe enough space to be who he is.
Yeah.
So we meet the representative because they're under so much pressure to make us feel like I'm this man that she wants me to be, opposed to this is who I am, take it or leave it.
Just real quick, because I just noticed this. Shout out, or maybe don't shout out, the little chick that redid the Hey Ya in the background for that
video. Yeah,
bro, give me the energy.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Meditate on the Hey Ya, Andre 3 Stack.
You know what I'm saying? So, let's answer
Susan
this first.
Like a mom.
Let's answer this first question.
Hey, you smart, bro, because I had to think. Like, what is that in the background? But you got it off the rip just like that.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that. Let me ask this question again of y'all. Is feeling safe the most important thing as far as man opening up to his woman? What you think, Fosse?
Nah, man should never open up to his woman. That shit crazy.
What?
At all. One thing you'll learn about women, man, women can't hold water. You know what I'm saying? You try and give them some kind of information or something that's secretive. Either it's going to spill out into the street or they're going to use it as a weapon. All you doing is giving her bullets. Giving her bullets, so when she mad, she's going to come back with a fucking Uzi. Spray your ass down. Don't tell a woman nothing. Except for something that you want. If you want to leak some shit to the streets but make it seem like you ain't want it out there in the street, you tell your woman. And it's going to get exactly where you want it.
What?
I got to dap you. Because that was hard.
Yeah, that's true.
That's hard bars.
Yeah.
So,
those bars was hard.
Man,
I wish you could just say everything you just said again.
So, man.
Run it back.
Walking around holding all this pent up energy because they scared to talk to their women. That's what y'all out here doing?
No, ain't nobody say scared.
Not scared.
Yeah, rephrase that.
Y'all don't want to open up because y'all don't want to be used as ammunition.
Yeah. You can open up if
you want to be leaked.
If you wanted to be leaked.
So the person you married, you can't talk to that person. That's supposed to be your person.
Yeah, it is.
As a woman, you're my woman person.
I'm so sick of that fucking furries.
Yeah. It,
yeah, the person thing.
Yeah, I'm sick of that.
Yeah, that,
I invented the person.
Yeah, that is my favorite person. But I'm still, though, that's just.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
You're still a woman.
It's some things that that's you crazy. Can. You know, I would say like this. You when you find the woman that's meant for you, you will feel safe enough where some stuff you can.
I mean, it's,
yeah, like it, I have it, a it, headache. I can it, finally tell yeah. somebody I have a headache.
Oh,
now.
My
you know,
God.
Some traumatic. That's so, somebody know. Traumatic. Some traumatic happened and she there and she gets you through it. You know, like when my mother passed, she was there. Old trauma. From before her, you only open up to her the stuff that she has actually seen. I say it like that.
What?
And stuff that you don't mind getting out.
Exactly.
Why do
like
you...
everybody's going to know, you know, RIP that your tea lady passed. Yeah. So, you know, how I feel about it, well, it's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're a monster. Right. That I feel a way that my tea lady passed. Right. That can get out and, you know, people judge me for that. All right, whatever. But I can't tell you stuff that when you're angry, because, again, women tend to forget that y'all are emotional. When you get mad, you don't think. So in the heat of the moment, you want to hurt me.
So
you're going to say stuff to hurt me.
So us women, we emotional. When you just lost our fucking brain. It's just gone.
Your brain is made emotionally.
Wow.
That's I know.
Dumb shit.
I know. It's not dumb. I get to take it over my Lord. I don't know. That's why he put us to sleep when he made y'all.
It's the wild.
He didn't want us understanding it.
That's some dumb shit, man.
So, look, I'm going to add this point, then we can go on.
It's dumb.
Maybe
I know.
Maybe this will help you out a little bit, Jessica, whatever. That
I don't make the rules.
Ain't this man trying to say something? God, Lee, go ahead. Well, I mean,
I'm just going to go on to the next thing. Let me ask y'all this question.
I don't make the rules.
There you go again. You got that last word.
Go ahead, anyway.
Is the unspoken pressure for us to pretend to be the man that they want and expect us to be?
Is there unspoken pressure?
Mm.
I don't feel pressure, but there is pressure. But pressure is good for a man because pressure make diamonds.
Who's putting the pressure on?
Well, let me. Can I cook or no?
Okay, go ahead.
Now, the pressure come from just being born as a man.
True.
So God put the pressure on us.
Yep.
To be what he made us to be. Our ancestors put the pressure on us.
Mm-hmm.
For saying, motherfucker, do you know what I went through for you to be here?
Yep.
You better live up to this shit. Huh? It better have been worth it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
God went through this shit.
I got bit in my ass by dogs.
Oh, you got hot water? I know such a thing. I don't know nothing about hot water.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
And cooked food from a stove that you got at a store. And you picked it? And you went in a line? And your belly full? He don't know none of that. So the pressure come from all that. So is there pressure? Yes, but it's good because pressure make diamonds. So is there pressure to be the man our woman expect us to be? Because logically, a woman try to tell us some kind of made up bullshit about what they think a man is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we fucking up, right? Opening up. Don't listen to women's words. Listen to they nature. They nature want us to be hard, strong, active. Yeah. It's pressure to be that, but it's good pressure because that's what we designed to be and we owe it. We owe it to God. We owe it to our ancestors.
Mm.
And we owe it to our future sons and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's that.
So the pressure's not you assuming what? That you're assuming because your ancestors
I ain't assume I know
set this pedestal. You not like those men back in the day.
Yeah,
they used to pack boulders.
Yeah, because
on their
back. They hunt.
But that's
they
what
hunted because they hunted outside. I gotta hunt getting this bread.
No, you need to hunt outside, too, because that's what they did.
You're not. You see, logically, that don't make sense.
Exactly. Logically, that makes
no sense.
No,
you can't
sense.
Think logically like I think logically.
Oh, why?
Because you're a woman.
Oh, my God.
So listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
You're such a weird person.
Now I'm weird. Insults.
I just can't get what I'm...
I'm trying to teach you. You don't want to be taught.
You're logical.
I know everything. I know everything, and you don't know it. Wait a minute!
I'm the fool you are.
Now I'm a fool. How about we see what I got to say before you call me a fool?
Go ahead, B-Wade.
You don't even know what I had to say or where I was going.
I don't know.
That's what women like to do. B-Wade. They like to fucking sum me up before they hear the equation.
This person here.
I start. Wait. I start the equation with four.
Oh, my.
You're an idiot. But 2+2, though. See? If you'd have let me talk, you'd have heard 2+2. I just start with four.
Because you're a man, you know.
Because people never heard numbers before. So everybody use the words, and I come through four. And they're like, the fuck? 2+2 is 4. Ah, he was going somewhere. You just got to fucking shut the fuck up. Not man. You, just women.
It's crazy, bro.
I'll run it back to
go
B-Way.
Ahead, B-Way.
I'm weird. You just got to let me talk.
No.
I can see.
The more you talk, more bowel just flows out.
So my number equation wasn't hard? That wasn't fire?
Your number equation was nice.
Okay. All right then. Give me my fucking flowers, trash. Man. I know what the fuck I'm
trash.
Saying.
Go ahead.
I can see. Go to 4C. What you got on this real quick, and I'll move on to the next question.
For us pressure, I don't feel a man should be pressured to be anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, like, you should be yourself. Unless yourself is whack, then yeah, don't do that.
But we born.
but
most men born not him.
Yeah,
most of us have to build ourselves. We're not born with natural LeBron, Jordan. We're not born just like that. A lot of men. You can't be yourself.
You got to create yourself. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I get y'all.
You
got
to create yourself. Correct.
Yeah,
like we create our players in the video game. What's the difference? What's different?
Yeah.
It's even more fun in real life.
True. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
We cool with doing it in the video game. You start off video game, you trash, bro. You're not being yourself. You're not going to be able to beat whoever at the end.
Yeah,
just being him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Next one. Is being vulnerable with women something that men should learn to do? And if so, are women the ones to teach us how to do it? J. Crown, I'm going to go to you first. Nah, don't be quiet now. Don't be quiet now.
Yeah, the floor is all yours.
Go.
You saying, are we the one to teach the man to be vulnerable?
Yeah, is being vulnerable with women something that man should learn to do? And if so, are women the ones to teach men how to do it? Be vulnerable, that is.
It seems in this world it's hard to be vulnerable with anybody. So I can't answer that question.
That's your answer for
so real. Nobody is vulnerable with nobody?
I mean, in this world that we live in right now, nobody can be vulnerable with anybody.
What world was
but
it okay?
What if you have your person?
Yeah.
I have my person.
So you can't be vulnerable with your person?
I mean, it's certain things that my person can't handle, and I have to keep it to myself.
How do you know that unless you tell your person?
Because if you tell your person bits and pieces of it, and that person can't handle that piece, you got to know that.
But how's that any different from what Fosse was saying earlier? That you can't tell can't tell motherfucker everything.
The same thing I said.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
And we can't tell women everything because y'all can't handle it. And then y'all start running y'all mouth.
Men don't want to be vulnerable at all. They want to be hard all the time. You can't be hard all the time. A woman don't want a man that's hard all the
hard
time.
Hard by the youngest.
So that's what he's saying. Should men learn to do it? That's what he's asking.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't be hard all the time. But I get it being,
so should men
that,
learn,
being in that place of mind where you feel like you can't be vulnerable.
So should men learn to be vulnerable?
Yeah.
So but you're saying that they shouldn't
women
be
to
hard
teach
all
them.
The time. Yeah.
I don't think we could teach someone.
So how does a man learn? Y'all asking for something from us, right? Then we're saying, okay, who going to show us then?
Well, and I then, guess in that moment, we would have to lead by example.
You're going to lead by?
For that moment.
So,
the man is supposed to lead.
But do men
so
learn by
you? Show himself to be invulnerable, how are we supposed to teach him?
Man, hold on, man. So men, okay, let me just say, men, we not coming out the womb. That's not how we made to just run our mouth, right? Y'all have to understand that we don't, we're not, okay, let me tell you something about the word vulnerable. The word vulnerable comes from the Latin word vulnus, V-U-L-N-U-S, which means to wound. That's what the word comes from.
Oh, that's a bad word.
So me being vulnerable is saying, wound me.
Mm. that's deep.
Yeah, so it's not natural for a man to just say, hey, yes, well, I'm going to give you this information that could possibly wound me.
Yep, because that's usually what it does.
And y'all saying, open up more.
Yeah.
Do more so I can wound you. Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying.
Standing defenseless.
Yeah. Me, and then, right, to you. Okay. Now, we was talking about it being safe. Okay, I feel safe. Okay, now I'm saying, yes, I choose you to wound me. I don't know how. Right? But you asking me to do this, and because I love you, okay. How are you going to show me? Who's going to show me? I'm supposed to magically do something that is not nowhere close to what I'm supposed to know how to do? What y'all asking for is crazy. It's crazy.
You will have to show
y'all
me.
Need to stop asking for that because we're not made for that. That's like me asking you to be logical. It's like me asking you to go bend the world to your will and then bring me the fucking the hunt out there. For you to protect me. It's as wild as that. Hey, babe, protect me. Burglar come in the crib. Hey, babe, you got it? That's as wild. You saying. It's as wild as me saying, as you asking me to be vulnerable. Because that's not what we supposed to do. Y'all want y'all man to be y'all girlfriend. That's what your homegirls is for.
What?
Yeah, that's something. Y'all want y'all man to be y'all girlfriend too.
I do kind of talk to my man about everything.
No. Don't tell me all of that.
I told you I have to stay in the rage. You ain't even prepared. That nigga coming in.
Bang, 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 bang. Yeah, it's wild. It's the same thing. Y'all don't look at stuff from our perspective on some of the things y'all ask for. Like the whole, they're supposed to be my person, so let me just project all this crazy shit onto him because you're supposed to be my person. No, that's not what my person means. My person, you just supposed to help me expand. I give you one, you give me three back. That's your person.
Yep.
That's it. All that other talking and all that shit, that's for your homegirls.
So I shouldn't talk to my man about nothing.
No, you do what you do, but don't ask him to do what he ain't doing.
Yeah, women should be hella vulnerable.
Yeah, because y'all already, y'all have to get all that shit off because y'all emotional.
I don't think I ever asked my man to be vulnerable.
Maybe you didn't verbally, but maybe you shut down in a way that said it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll interject real quick, and then we can move on to the meat and potatoes. Everything, what Walt is generally saying is correct, right? Most women are asking their man to do something that they do very well, right? And it's not built in a man to do it. Okay, that's the baseline, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then here's the other thing about it. Women don't really care like they pretend or say that they do or whatever, right?
Care about what?
They don't care. Like, for example, right? I'm going to use you, Jay Crown. I'm going to use you and your person. Yeah, I'm going to keep teasing you with that phrase. You come home, you and your person chilling at the house, right? And you know, hey, how was your day? He asks, how was your day? And then you get into it. You give him points A, B, and C. You give him the details in between. You tell him everything. He not trying to fix the problem. He literally just there letting you get your shit off. He's like, man, that is crazy or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your story about your day has nothing to do with nothing, right? Nothing to do with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he lets you get your stuff off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good for him. Good man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you proceed to say, babe, how was your day? And he starts to do exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now this is where I take you out of it, and I'm just generalizing women. Here's what women will do while men are in the midst of doing what you want them to do. 5 minutes in, you're on TikTok, you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're flipping the channels, you're already thinking about what's going on the next day. You claim to be experts at multitasking when really you don't want to give him the attention that he just gave you. Because a lot of times when you getting your shit off, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about women, a lot of times when women are getting their shit off, the guy will, I ain't got my phone on me, but the guy would be like, oh, she went through some shit. Let me put the phone down.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Even if I'm not looking you eye to eye, I am giving you all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? on the flip, women won't give that same attention or whatever, right? And as a matter of fact, if it's something that a man is truly upset about that may have happened just that day or whatever, if he constantly talk about it for more than 5 minutes, he going to sound soft to you, right? I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm saying women. So you don't have to frown up because I've seen that. I'm talking to women. He's going to sound soft constantly talking about the same problems and he not fixing it. Why? Because he a man and he's supposed to be able to fix the problems, not only fix his own problems, but if he can't fix his own problems, how he going to fix mine? Because I got a laundry list of problems. You know what I'm saying? So, no. Let me do a reverse and then we can get on. Women would be the ones to teach men how to be vulnerable. But this is not something that they should learn. I believe that.
Yeah, well, one more thing. And if she's not doing that, if she's not paying attention, if your woman is paying attention to you, she probably on some detective shit. Because what I've come to figure out is when you're telling a woman about your day, you tend to, a man is going to chronologically go down his whole day because that's how our minds work. So we're not leaving nothing out. So as soon as you're like, oh, yeah, and then I bumped into what's her name, she, oh, so what was what's her name doing there?
Exactly.
I don't even want to talk about my day no motherfucking more.
Exactly.
Because you're just looking for shit. You're not even fucking listening. You're trying to find out where my cracks is fucking at.
Yep.
It, just like I was saying before, ammunition. Don't talk to that woman about nothing. Not nothing that's real.
And that's that.
Tell her about dragons and shit.
Word.
That shit's crazy.
That's the truth.
Yo, 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 yo. In the words of my boy, Walt Factual. Alumni, wondering how you can support the squad? You can support by donating through the Cash App. Remember the tag, $ to the number deep for the number duh, D-A intro. Now back to the foolishness.
All right, man. If anybody listening have anything to say about that, man, y'all hit us at the email, man. But as far as what we're going to do, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes.
Word, word.
Because as far as the vulnerability stuff, you need to be on your 5 P's. This will help you not be vulnerable to your women.
Word, you know what word, I'm word.
So for this meat and potatoes, we got the 5 P's, which is featuring personal power.
Word, word.
First, let's reintroduce them to the 5 P's and really define what personal power is.
No doubt. No doubt. We got provide.
Mm-hmm.
Got protect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You want to help me out, folks?
Produce. Mm-hmm.
Produce is a good one. Huh?
Yes, yes.
We
yes.
got oppressed.
Never.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Now we finna talk about this
personal power.
Power.
Word.
Yes, sir. So now that we have defined what it is, how does a man develop his own personal power? What y'all think?
Yeah, let's get to it. So psychology today, well, first let me define what it is.
Give it to us.
Let me define what personal power is.
Go ahead.
Okay, so psychology today.
Okay.
Defines it as this. It's based on strength, confidence, as we've said, and competence that individuals gradually acquire in the course of their self-development. It is self-assertion and a natural, healthy striving for love, satisfaction, and meaning in one's interpersonal world. Its primary aim is mastery of self, not others. So you were saying, how do you develop
your own personal power?
Okay. So the key to developing personal power, confidence, competence, everything they were saying, is your language. The way you speak to yourself either builds or destroys your personal power.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I would like to introduce what I call the alphabet. You're like, what, regular A to Z? No, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. The alphabet. Which is the language alphas can bet on. Alpha bet.
Now, before you get into it real quick, I just want to ask, Fosse, How important do you think it is about the language that you speak to yourself as far as personal?
Oh, life? Super important. Super important. If you go back, man, I was telling y'all how to manifest. Mm-hmm. You manifest within yourself also. You know what I'm saying? You decide your energy damn near every day on how you're going to interact and shape the world. Yeah. It starts with you. So if you talking down on yourself, you not gathering any energy. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
You pretty much dampening your light. You know what I'm saying? So right. you have to speak highly of yourself.
Yeah.
Before you step outside, because motherfuckers outside is gonna try and break you down already. So yeah. You need to come out full battery. You gotta come out 100%.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Outside Game of Thrones. Real quick,
it's dragons out there.
Check out Cat Williams. He got a little joke on it where he talks about you gotta speak that to you. He wakes up every morning and be like, you know what? I did grow an inch tall or whatever. It's mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yep.
That makes a difference. But Walt, didn't mean to interject. I just wanted to ask that question. But now let's get into the alpha bet for personal power.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So the alphabet language is assurance. I'm gonna just introduce it and then go we ahead. Can run it. Assurance, action slash application, appetite, attention, aim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's start off with assurance. Let's get into that first.
Okay, bet. Assurance is defined as confidence or certainty in one's own ability. The more you know for sure, the more confident you become. Now, check this out. Assurance, right?
Assurance. Mm-hmm.
Now, men want a lot of assurance from women, But you need your assurance from yourself. Let me tell y'all something real quick, too, that I discovered. You know why people talk?
Why they
run their fucking mouth?
Why they run their mouth?
Because they don't know.
What they don't know, fam.
It's something they don't know why they running their mouth. This is why women run their mouth all the time, because they don't be knowing shit. But check this out. As far as a man, you run your mouth because you don't know.
Okay.
When you're an assured man, you don't need to speak. How often do you hear from God? Why you don't hear from God? Because he know. That's right. When you know, you ain't got to talk. That's the number one thing going to stop right there. Once you become an assured man that knows, when you can tell yourself, hey, I fucking know. I ain't got to say nothing. You only speak. You only run your mouth because you really don't know. That's why you're talking. I'm this. I'm that. I do this. I do that. How come that? Do you know so-and-so fucked me over, blah, blah, blah? You know why you're running your mouth? Because either you don't know or you don't know how the other person's going to react. It's all in the world of uncertainty. That's why you're running your mouth. The more you know, the more you're assured, the less you have to say.
Yep.
Personal power.
That's that. Give me some grounding on that. Let's get to the next one real quick, man. Action / application.
Yes. A man with personal power is going to act and he's going to apply. As the Bible verse state, faith without works
is dead.
Is dead.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. So a man that had personal power, he gonna act. So you know what you know now. You ain't got to speak because you act and you apply. So that's your talking for you right there.
Gotcha.
Action.
Yeah. You gonna show them with the things you do.
Yeah. Faith without works is dead. Work is faith and faith is work. Same thing. Go hand in hand.
Same thing. You have to work your faith. You know what I'm saying? So I on that one real quick, and then we move to the next one. It means a lot when you actually put your stuff to action. Like, it doesn't matter what people say around you about what you got going on or whatever, but if you start with the assurance, and maybe you mention it to somebody, hey, like 4C did, I'm finna get this business popping. Didn't really have to hear it no more. Next thing you know, I got the LLC. Next thing you know, hey, I'm gonna call you back because I'm doing X, Y, and Z. He acting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then also, too, if you notice, a lot of people that know a lot about diet, they might be a little out of shape, but that's because they don't apply what they know.
Got you.
So a lot of people, you can have all the knowledge in the world. Black people know all kind of, we was this and kings and all it, but you don't apply nothing. So your existence ain't matching up with your knowledge, you know?
That's a fact.
Right, so men of personal power apply, and they act.
Yep,
and they assured.
True,
True, word. Mm-hmm. Appetite. What you got on that one, fam?
Okay, so appetite is referring to hunger. So you got to want the right things. You got to be hungry for the right things. A lot of us are, you don't have personal power because your appetite is for watching TV. Your appetite is for bullshitting. Your appetite is for running your mouth. You need to transmute, redirect your appetite and want the right things. You got to want wealth.
Yeah.
Because if you don't want the right things, life is going to put onto you a need. So you didn't want to be rich, right? So that now life is saying, okay, you're going to need to get to the money somehow. Now you're broke.
Yeah.
Huh? Now you got to work for anybody. So because you didn't do what was necessary to get to the money, life is telling you what you need. What you need to do. You got to get money somewhere. So now you just working a bum job. Life will hand you out your needs if you don't apply the right wants. If y'all follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
You got to pick proper wants because life going to give you a need anyway. So you got to beat life trying to dictate what you need by applying the proper want. And that go by applying the proper appetite. So you could be a slave and work for people all your life, huh? And that's because you need money. You need to eat. You need, that's life telling you. Or you can want to be, you know, an entrepreneur and have the hunger and the appetite to be successful. But either way, if you don't pick what you want in this life, life is going to dictate your needs rather.
Right.
So you need to have, to get your personal power right, you need to have a proper appetite.
Got you.
You got to be obsessed about something that's going to help you be that nigga to be him.
Attention, fam.
Okay, so you can't have personal power when all of your attention is on negative shit.
Right.
True.
So you got to be, because attention is the new currency, right? All day your phone is trying to get your attention. Everybody's trying to get your attention. What do women love? Your attention, right? You're giving your unnecessary attention to women, huh? When that could be going to you. Attention is like the new currency. So you need to focus your attention on yourself and propelling yourself forward on the right shit. So put your attention on positive shit rather than shit that's detracting from your personal power. You're not going to have personal power when your attention is just on, you know, mindless shit all day.
And make sure you acknowledge that the negative stuff. I think that's probably the problem too. Why people's attention is all over the place or whatever. They don't want to acknowledge the negative stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think you might not even be aware. You might not even be aware. You just falling.
Right.
You in a constant fall.
But think about the times that I know I've done this in the past. I know at least once where it was a particular off day. I might have taking care of some business or whatever. I'm just like, okay, my feet hurting a little bit, whatever the case might be. Let me just take a little breather.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up that damn phone. I got to scrolling on one of the maps.
And then boom.
30 minutes done passed.
Right.
Foolishness.
And then what's happening with your attention too, you don't even realize, okay, you scrolling, you seeing people living a life, you know, you're just getting distracted. It's just chipping away at your personal power.
Correct.
Because that attention ain't at the right spot.
Yeah,
that attention needs to be on you.
That's correct.
What you trying to do?
I fucks with it.
Because again, we talk about personal
power.
Yeah.
The last one we have on the list, man, but definitely not least, AIM.
So AIM stands for answers, inquiry, and meditation. So how you gonna be assured? How you gonna have the answers? How you gonna know? You gotta meditate. In those meditations, you're going to have inquiries, questions. In those questions and inquiries, you're going to find answers. You're going to find a God within you. Ye are gods. That's written in the law.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to know you a God unless you spend time with yourself and aim. What are you aiming at? Huh? You got to aim at the higher power within. Answers, inquiries. Meditation. That's how you're going to become assured. That's how you're going to know. Motherfuckers be like, well, how you know? Because my aim straight. That's how I know. That's how I got this personal power.
Yeah, a lot of y'all guys that's listening to this need to ask yourself, how often have you just sat? Maybe laid in the bed, right?
Even so, just no distraction.
No phone, no music, no TV, nothing. Just sat there with your thoughts and just breathe in and out.
Because, again, it's going to go to your attention. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's going to go to your appetite. You got to be hungry to want to elevate yourself. Again, it's going to be to action. You can know this. You can listen to this pod, right? But then don't even apply none of it. It's not going to help you.
Exactly.
And then by applying and doing everything, that's how you're going to get your assurance, by knowing. That's when you ain't got to speak, because you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Come on, where you aim at?
Good rundown, man. Good rundown. I see how you tie it backwards all together. You know what I'm saying?
Word,
man. The alpha bet.
Word. Language, the alphas bet on themselves.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We just run down them through it real quick. Assurance.
Action. Application.
Mm-hmm. Appetite.
We got attention.
Yep.
Aim.
God within you.
Yeah. So with all those listed, man, 4C, I know you're probably going to say, man, I fuck with all of them or whatever. But nah, I want you to point out one that maybe you might need to give a little more attention to, or maybe it's something that you would suggest that our listeners focus on if they haven't already.
Find that appetite. Mm. You got to get that hunger up in you. You got to get hungry. You're going to have to get hungry. If you ain't got no appetite, man, if you can't just sit there and be like, man, this is what I want to eat. This is what I want to fucking chew on. Like, I want steak today. You just like, whatever. If the food going to come, like, I don't care what I'm eating. Noodles, a bologna sandwich, that'll be all right. No. I want fucking steak till fucking night, nigga.
And go get that shit.
You got to get hungry. That appetite. You going to have to, for any personal power to fucking work, you going to have to know what you want to eat.
Word.
Other than that, all that other shit, it don't fucking matter. Because you're not getting out of bed for fucking bologna, nigga. You can get bologna anywhere. You're going to have to get up and get out of bed, nigga, if you want steak. Steak costs money.
Word.
Get hungry.
Word.
That's it.
Word.
Damn, I kind of like bologna, dog.
You do?
I fuck with you. Hold on. Did you just frown up at bologna?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with bologna.
No. Hold on. I'm talking to you, J. Crow.
Oh, yeah, I don't like bologna. I like salami.
That's the part
salami.
I'm not even going to mess with Jay Crowd.
Jay Crowd, I see you twiddling with your thumbs and everything like that. This sounds like some good stuff that guys should focus on. What
you
think?
Yeah, they do. They need to focus on getting themselves together, because these young men out here are lost. Go ahead.
Damn.
I know what that's that.
That's that.
With that said, let's get to the dessert, gentlemen and lady.
Okay, large facts. That dessert for y'all today?
Or no.
Do y'all boys right.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of y'all getting everything, man. I'm
telling you.
All right. In the spirit of personal power, we have a man speaking about going where you're celebrated and not tolerated. Walt, what you got for him?
Can you date somebody that think they the prize?
No, I mean, the man is always the prize. Remember that. They try to say happy wife, happy life. A happy man is God's plan.
Reach it, Brother Teddy. You are a godsend.
So, and for all the brothers that's watching this, you got to always make sure you go where you celebrate it, not tolerate it, right? But in order to go where you celebrate it, not tolerate it, you got to celebrate yourself, right? How you think creates how you feel becomes an emotion, that emotion becomes a vibration, that vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. So what you put out is going to come back to you. So once you on that vibration of celebrating yourself, the bitches that's going to tolerate you are going to run from you, because you're not going to attract them, you're going to repel them.
You ain't never lying. Can you? My boy was in that hole chopping, boy.
That's a sniper, boy.
I'm telling you.
Okay, with the sniper.
That.
Dude, hey.
Happy man is God's plan. I might make that.
I like that one. We need that on a shirt. I didn't tell no about that. That's a never blend in.
Yeah. Word. Happy man is God's plan.
Yeah, I'm about to tell him, man. Yeah, he make that
hoe. I don't even want to hear none of y'all
put
comments
Jesus
for that, man.
Black Jesus on the front of that, too. I need Black Jesus on the front.
And that's that, man. So, look, man, it's time to close out this check, man. If anything, do y'all have any comments or any rants, anything that was going on with y'all, man?
I just want to say, as far as the guys trip thing, man, y'all really need to do it.
Yes.
If you can. And as I say in the upcoming article, my one and only tip is don't focus on. Don't worry about. Don't be concerned with women.
Truth.
You'll have a successful guy's trip. Yes, sigh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be.
We're taking over happiness. That's what we're doing. We're coming for y'all territory.
Just go out there to have fun. Hey, go out there to have fun.
We're coming for the happiness territory out here.
Hey, find out where the fun is at. Go do that shit, bro. Word. Don't be worried about.
And if
about...
something don't go according to plan, be flexible.
Yeah.
And just roll with the punches, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, roll with the punches, man. You're going to have a great time. We're going to be letting y'all know about the next guy's trip coming up next year.
And I will say this. Those guys should be nice places to build on shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, man. I didn't get to go this time, but shit, next time's always the best time.
Word
to 4C. But before we get to the black screen, man, we gotta let y'all know what's coming up next week. We flip the script on these women and their favorite word, narcissism. And discuss the top 5 warning signs of a narcissistic woman. That's right. Well, factually, you got the black screen queued up, sir. Let's get to it.
Yo, yo, my men and my whip.
You need something unexpected.
Welcome to the greatest podcast in the world.
You ask him to feel protected.
Too deep for the intro.
And still feel if you ain't know.
I'm Walt Factual, by the way. And that's B-Wayne. Who that is?
Hey, posting, baby.
Let's rock. With the
methods. Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you felt
the love?
One less spark to follow in my life.
That's Kanye West, by the way. Let's get up out of here.
Wow. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world.
But
y'all were here with us. And for that,
we
appreciate it.
No doubt. Sure.
Hey, Walt Factual.
Yes, sir.
4C.
Uh-huh.
To the alumni who's been here since you know what? What is your profession? And with that said,
let's get up out of here. We out of here, baby. We hustle the power. Baby. Get your personal power. Your personal power. Get it up, get it up, get it up. Yeah. Holla.